Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Welcome back to this Game Day series, examining what happened at the cross like a video-assisted referee, a VAR, from six different angles. If you've just jumped in, then remember you can catch up from week one on this podcast feed so you don't miss a single angle of this greatest event in history. So, let's get going with the third VAR of the cross of Christ. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? Romans chapter 5, verses 10 to 11. Think of a situation in your sporting career or personal life when you or someone else let other people down very badly. The action was so grim that the perpetrator could never again be welcomed into the clubhouse or into your home. I've no doubt that as you read this, you will have some psychological scar tissue where you have been really badly alienated from someone, either because of the way you or they have behaved. The Bible explains that when God made human beings, he gave them complete and unfettered access to himself. Human beings could freely come into God's presence at any time and would always be welcomed into the home of their Creator, Lord, and Friend. However, the Bible explains that sadly, humanity abused God's welcome and trust by rejecting God's offer of an intimate relationship. The human instinct is to turn our backs on God. Our desire to wrestle control of our lives from him and to reject his offer of love. The Bible calls this sin, and as a result, God has separated human beings from himself. He has cut us off. In fact, we are no longer his family, we are his enemies. The Bible makes this clear. But your iniquities have separated you from God. Your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Isaiah 59, verse 2. We are cut off from God, and our sin causes this barrier. Yet, God made a move to fix this broken relationship. He took the first step towards reconciliation with us, even though we were responsible for destroying the relationship. The cross restored the relationship with God. The great divide, the partition of sin, has been destroyed, as is described by the Apostle Paul. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 to 19. The cross of Christ offers us real forgiveness of real sins. Christ does not paper over the cracks. The problems are resolved, not ignored. Our relationship with God is transformed through joyful tears of repentance and divine forgiveness. Though we, as spiteful sinners, are broken and worthless, the cross declares to us the amazing fact that we are reconciled to God. What love! And note from the verses above that through our relationship with Jesus Christ, we are now able to be reconcilers with each other. We are to exercise the ministry of reconciliation in order to make the world a more peaceful place. It is by giving Christians the ministry of reconciliation that God's word extends to the darkest corners of this broken world. Pray for yourself. Lord, please help me to live with joy since you have broken down the barriers that separate me from you. Help me to enjoy coming home to you because of Christ's reconciling work on the cross. Amen. Pray for your friends. Lord, please open a door for your message of reconciliation at my club or team, so that teammates can know that they may be reconciled to God today. Amen. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.